Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott, and I'm trying to figure out the sound. One second. I feel like I'm fucking loud as fuck. Oh, that's why.
You sound great. You sound phenomenal.
Okay. All right, everyone. Hi, welcome back to the show. Thank you. If this is your first time here, welcome. It's going to get crazy if you didn't realize from the intro that things get a little wet and wild here.
It's very wet and wild. It's going to get wet and wild tonight somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of wet and wild, if you like this show, please subscribe, share, review. What else?
Go on MySpace and mention.
And mention. And share the link. This is an anonymous show. I always say, so like, we're activated here. I just smoked and I'm having a cocktail. You're relaxing on something else.
Yeah, I had a doggy Xanax. It's going to be a great evening.
So it's going to be a great evening. We're collectively getting activated here. So welcome to the show. Anonymous is hard to say when you're activated. And if you like this show, please subscribe, like, share, and review. Yeah?
Yeah, you can review it.
Review it. Okay, so today we're actually going to talk about some dating stuff. We feel like keeping it a little light and friendly, some fresh, fun, sexy time.
Yeah, mix it up with a doggy Xanax and a margarita.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have gotten into this rabbit hole and I found it's called the Whatever Podcast. And it's this guy and he has girls that come on that do OnlyFans, porn, sex work, prostitutes. And then he'll also have more conservative or traditional type people. And they talk about dating and all the issues that come up, men's point of views, women's point of views and stuff like that. And there's so many clips. It's insane. So I've been on this rabbit hole. I'm going to share this clip with you today, my friend.
Just know the difference of being on a rabbit hole versus being in a rabbit hole.
Did I say on?
Yeah. You're on a rabbit hole. You want to be in a rabbit hole.
Oh, man. Activation commence.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things this guy does, the host, his name is Brian. So this host does this question of having the girls rate themselves from 1 to 10 based on looks. Some of them are beautiful. Some of them are attractive and some are like average. And then there's like a couple like outliers there that are like.
What are you classifying as an outlier?
I'll show you a picture. They have a name for her. It's like this trans woman who just looks like Jabba the Hutt. Like, I don't even.
Is this the Optimus Prime? Do you know this one? I'll have to show you this clip. It's amazing and hilarious.
Okay.
It's exactly the same type of podcast you're talking about. They have multiple girls who are either talking about dating or they're maybe OnlyFans or whatever they do. I haven't seen a lot of them. And they're going down the row. There's three girls. The first two girls are relatively, I'd say, very attractive, eights or nines, whatever that would be. And then there's a girl who's a little on the Jabba the Hutt side. So each girl goes through and they're like, yeah, and I like guys who are like this and I like a regular guy and I like a little nerdy guy. It doesn't have to be perfect. I'd rather have that than the super good looking guy. And they're, those two go through it. And then they get to the third girl who's she's definitely Jabba the Hutt style and they don't let her use her voice. And out comes Optimus Prime of Transformers. So it says, my name is Optimus Prime.
And so oh my God. Wait, what is this girl wearing?
Something she should not be wearing.
What color is it?
I don't remember, but yeah, it's probably.
I'm curious if it's the same thing that I'm thinking of.
But it's a funny clip because she comes out and is like, my name is Optimus Prime. So you're picturing a giant Transformer who's 7 billion pounds or whatever, and it's just funny because it's
great. I get it.
Because that's what you expect her voice to be.
You know, it's unfortunate. Like, honestly, there's all this white privilege and fucking rich privilege, whatever. What about attractive privilege, okay? There's all sorts of different types of privilege, and there is attractive privilege. And some people are fucking bored. And ugly, and I would say ugly and fat people probably have it the hardest. I'm willing to go out on a limb here.
Well, no, they do. And so I would say in this day and age, at least in certain places, if you have the personality and you work on that, Like, for me, I like a whole package. So I don't think I would ever want, like, a 10.
I don't want a 10.
Because have you ever seen the crazy hot Matrix?
No.
Okay, this needs to be watched.
Okay.
It's slightly comedic in nature. It's done by, like, a 90s vibed professor, and he's literally on a VHS-style YouTube clip, and he's drawing a matrix of what a girl is from 1 to 10 with her personality versus her looks. And as it gets higher and higher.
I think I have seen this.
Right? And as it gets basically higher, he's like, well, if she's a 10 in looks, okay, like she's so crazy that it's not worth it. And then
it's like looking at the sun.
Right. But if it's a 10 personality and a 10 in looks, it's trans because it's not real. Like the girl has a dick. Something like that because it cannot be that perfect.
Uh-huh.
Because every girl that's a 10 in looks, her crazy absolutely matches that. I can say in my experience dating, the hotter a girl has been, the crazier her drama and baggage is.
Yep. They have never had to deal with anything. Life is just handed to them on a silver platter.
Yes.
So entitled, so oblivious. So, okay, out there, everyone needs to simmer down on the privilege. You know, it's a fucking shit show. Luck of the draw. You're born anywhere. You look however it is. Thank God we have all of our legs, for fucking sake. All two of them.
Yeah. I just, you know, maybe it would be a great thing. We've talked about this before, like an eye for an eye, or if somebody does a crime, like, oh, you did this. Well, get your finger cut off. You shoplifted.
Oh, yeah. Like back in the day.
Yeah. Cut off a hand.
Or like in the Middle East.
Exactly.
Currently.
Cut off a whole hand. So if you're... just lost. But okay, so what I was saying is, I think men need a chance. If you're in like a big city, I feel like it's really hard for men. I mean, it could be flipped around to say it's hard for women too, but I think men are the hunters, so it could be difficult for them. But I would say it would be really great for men to have a day or a year where really super hot women's vision was impaired so that they could only judge us, that their vision was just, you know, like, you need bifocals.
Blurry.
It was blurry. So now you're actually picking a man slightly based on this guy's got a great personality and he's fun and funny, all that kind of stuff. That would be great for us. I'm just saying. So if anybody wants to, you know, that'd be great.
Make that happen.
That'd be great.
I mean, it's hard for everybody. Nobody goes through life scot-free. There's differences between men and women, and they're going to have different challenges, and also even between the men and the women. But it's like everyone's going through something, and I feel like we forget that. We've become so divisive of like, this is my shit, and I need to tell you about my shit, and someone else is shouting about their shit. It's like, you know what?
Point of personal privilege?
Everyone needs to simmer down and realize that they're a part of something bigger and stop being so fucking narcissistic, for Christ's sake. On that note, let's watch this clip. This is the whatever clip. I will link it in the description box below.
Ask everyone to rate their looks on a scale of 1 to 10. We'll start with Layla.
Thank you, Ryan. I feel like I'm a good 8 today. I did my hair. It's cute. 9.
Okay, so just so you know, the first two women in this clip, so we're starting counterclockwise, right to left. So these two girls are porn stars. This one is...
Wait, who's the second girl?
They're both porn stars. The first two are porn stars. So then the next girl, she just is in college. Then this one is another porn star. And then I think there's like a couple more that are just in college. So, and then there's the host of the show and then one other guy who's like a dating podcast type guy. Okay, so let's enjoy.
I'd say today, 8.
I'm a 10.
7.
Like 6, 7.
8.
6.5.
No, you're 10.
No, you're more than
fine.
You're more
like,
than that.
Come on.
I give myself a 6. So we have a 10 here. We've got a 10. So you're on par with the most beautiful women. There's no woman who's more beautiful than you?
No. I mean, you asked me to rate myself, so that's how I personally feel about myself. So, like, that can vary. Like, someone can think I'm a 1, someone can think I'm in a million, but you ask for my personal opinion on myself, and that's what I think.
Well, I agree with that.
Your physical appearance is based in, like, an external reality. Like, because someone looks at you, that's how you look to the external world. How you feel about it inside doesn't, your perception of yourself does not determine how other people see you in the world.
Well, I think of it like you can show a staged room to 10 different people and they're all going to have different opinions on if that room looks good or not. The person that staged it is going to think that the room is fucking amazing. But someone else that did not stage the room could be like, I fucking hate the wall color. Everything about this room is atrocious.
Okay. In any case, your own self-perception, because typically like at least... For, I'd say, a lot of people, they do take into account their assessment of how generally other people might perceive them. when it comes to their own physical attractiveness. But for you, your self-perception is that when it comes to your looks, your physical appearance, you consider yourself to be a 10.
Right, to myself.
Okay. Do you think that all women should view themselves that way, as 10s?
Frankly, I do, and I agree with what you were saying. Like, you guys are also 10s. Like, y'all are, every woman on this cast right now is drop-dead stunning.
Well, okay, so what do you think all men should be 10s, should view themselves as 10s?
Sure, yeah. I feel like self-confidence is key. So, like, if you think, like, you said that you're a 6, mm-hmm. so, like, obviously, and I, again, it's subjective, so if you're thinking, like, what anyone can think, sure. But, sure. like, you as just yourself and an individual, when you're in the bathroom by yourself looking in the mirror, mm. you should look at yourself and think that you're a 10.
That's delusional.
Why? I mean, you have to look at yourself every fucking day.
I
like,
think
you
that's
might as well
healthy
like
mindset.
You.
Well, you know? Okay, well, I'll explain to you first. I mean, I could... Okay, so I have the definition of delusional here. So delusional is characterized by or holding false beliefs or judgments about external reality that are held despite incontrovertible evidence to the contrary, typically as a symptom of a mental condition, or
right, you're saying
having
that
false or unrealistic beliefs or opinions based on or having faulty judgment mistaken.
Right, but you're calling me delusional on a question that you asked that's completely subjective. So I don't
well,
understand.
Well, no, I
how
said if I thought I was a 10, that would be delusional.
Because why? Because you don't like what? Yourself? Or you think
no, it just would be delusional. Why? I am not on par with the most beautiful and physically attractive men in the world.
Well, people have different types.
That's not me being
exactly.
That's
your
not,
opinion.
That's not me being insecure or
no,
like having low self-esteem. That's me being living in reality. It is what it is. I'm not upset that I'm. This is my physical representation in this earthly plane. Like, it just is what it is.
But the question that you asked is completely subjective. So you're giving a really realist response to a completely subjective question.
There is objectivity when it comes to physical beauty. If we lined up 1,000 men and 1,000 women, there would be, you would start seeing patterns. Like if you had to sort them by most attractive to least attractive, you would see there could be like, oh, this person's 972, this other person put them at 900. But you will start seeing general trend towards there is, to some degree, consensus over who's the most attractive and who's the least attractive.
Sure. But again, you asked me for my opinion on myself, and I gave that to you.
That's the gist.
The crazy thing, as we're looking at them, is her personality. This is what I see in so many things, is I can look at a female and go, there is a number in my head that it automatically will go to. It's a rating, right? We mm-hmm. all do it. Guys, girls, yes. No one can not admit it. That rating will go up or down based on what comes out of their mouth. And it is unbelievable 100%. That I could look at, like I looked at all four of those and she was not saying a word. She was not the most attractive to me. Okay. So I was like, the blonde is the most attractive. And then the one that was saying that she's a 10 was being a little like snarky and things like that. And her score to me, regardless of her looks, completely plummeted. But she was being, you know, I liked that she was at least staying her ground. And then the one to the far right, I don't know if you were paying attention to her. She was literally like stretching and unattentive and super attractive. And she plummeted because I literally knew there was no brain inside.
Yeah.
I feel like most men, I think, can see that. And I don't want to be with that. I literally cannot.
Yeah. So that girl on the end is, she's like 20 years old. She did porn for a bit. She does OnlyFans. She's a self-proclaimed slut. It's wild.
It's crazy when they go from porn to just OnlyFans.
Yes. She was like, I can't take all these dicks in me. You know, she's like, I only did it for a little bit, so I'm a mini hoe. She was hitting on the host during this episode, and he was just like, no, you've done porn. You do OnlyFans. Your Instagram is, you're half naked. It's insane. And she's like, oh, no, I want to be with you. I don't do porn anymore. I just did it for 2 months, but I couldn't handle all that cock. She's like, I didn't have that much cock in me. She's like, I'll be celibate a year for you. I mean, it was wild.
I'm
this
telling
girl was
you,
wild.
I have like this weird thought in my mind. You could tell me, we talked about this earlier. I think that COVID spawned the OnlyFans revolution.
Oh,
I would love, yep. I'd love to go back and look at numbers of like when OnlyFans was born and all that kind of stuff. Because I think that, sure, a lot of people watch porn, but I think that OnlyFans was built on that as like people are just, I'm like at home and these people are very attractive and very good looking, but they still continue to choose to be at home, to be by themselves on camera instead of going out and meeting real people and making money from it. Like, those girls could easily go into any bar and get picked up by 100 different guys, but they elect to stay at home and do what they do. I just think COVID spawned it.
I don't know if that's equivalent, though. But I think the COVID spawned it. I think it definitely inflated it.
You know, it inflated something.
Everything is channeled toward being home and being on a device. So OnlyFans, you connect with them in a more personal way than you would watching porn. You can request things. And
oh, you can talk to them.
Exactly. So it's like way more, you know, these guys, you could get wrapped up in this whatever experience and you're having this whole relationship as opposed to going out into the world and having a normal, healthy relationship.
I think those people that figured out the OnlyFans thing, there's some applause I give them for the business model. Because look at all...
You mean the person that created OnlyFans, not the ones that do OnlyFans.
Well, both. But think about this. We all have an obsession living in the United States. Most people have obsessions with celebrities. We love celebrities. We love, yes, the media and all that. OnlyFans is really the only way where you're taking a person who you think that they're famous in some aspect, and that person is giving you an avenue, like what you're talking about, to actually contact them. Mm-hmm. And that's why you keep dumping the $29 for 1 month. You know, from what I feel like with OnlyFans, people pay for 1 month and they get off of it because you see all the person's content.
Yeah.
And then you're done. Why would you ever, that's actually a good question. Why would you ever stay at OnlyFans for more than a month other than being obsessed with talking to somebody,
exactly,
who's a celebrity? Because you're going to see all their stuff.
But that too, I don't even think it's a celebrity thing. I think it's more of a intimacy thing. You're in your own room. You could really do or say whatever you want. You can be as crazy, freak fly, whatever, because there's nobody around and there's a fucking niche for that called the internet. You could find anything that you want there. I just think it's also contributing to people not dating.
Oh, or not going
in
out.
Person. People, yeah, are not leaving their houses. They're not meeting organically. They're doing it digitally. And a lot of times you don't even, like with a digital relationship, you don't even see that person.
No. OnlyFans, like I said, I applaud the owner. And then I do give a shout out to those people who call themselves sex workers or whatever, but they're doing it in the privacy of their own home. They figured out a way to connect. But for those guys that are plainly, we don't need to do the math. Guys go on OnlyFans way more than girls do. Like, what girl?
Yeah.
So props to them because they're giving guys the girlfriend experience in the way of this time range. But it sucks because those guys now are not going out. They're the guys that live in their parents' basements and they're not going out. They're not meeting new people. And then, of course, all the bullshit I talk about, how all the apps are rigged. They're absolutely...
All the dating apps.
All of the dating apps are rigged. I have proof of it. I can explain it. And it's
Explain it. Because I don't know what you're talking about. So officially, so you guys know out there, I am not on dating apps. I don't do dating apps. I did try them briefly, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, and that was it. Not for me.
I briefly tried OnlyFans one time about 10 years ago, and it was for me. So
what'd you do? You put up a picture of your toe?
No, I didn't do it. I followed somebody.
Oh, you subscribed. I see.
No, I'm just kidding. So I'm not. So, but like, okay, so there's multiple dating apps. These are easy to talk about. So like the ones I could throw my hat into the ring that are, I would love to just go into full depth. But so Hinge, Bumble, and Coffee Meets Bagel. Mm-hmm. Here's how I know two of those, it's completely rigged and it's literally a lie. Coffee Meets Bagel. So that's an app where you can go on and like people. It's not a swipe app. They only give you bagels. It's a bagel every single day. They give you between 4 and 5 people that they think are in your category.
Are the people the bagels?
The people are the girls or the bagels or guys. So it's like
the
Hinge.
Girls are the bagels, if you think
or
about
guys.
It.
But the girls are the bagels, yes. And the guy would be like the hot dog or the sausage if you're from Poland. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So
sausage.
Sausage and yeah. So, but it's all the same, okay? So each of these people is given to you. So you can pay to get listed higher to the girl if you click on a like. Mm-hmm. If you just send a regular like, you can show up within 3 weeks, a month, or never to them. If you pay for these likes, you can have super likes where they say that you are showing up higher and quicker in their search results. Here's where I know that it's still bullshit. So for instance, what I've had recently happen is I sort of complained about this and I'm like, well, something is wrong here because now they've changed the whole platform, okay? Mm-hmm. So I have 17 girls who have liked me. They have sent the super likes, which is where they're paying for an extra thing. It's called a flower. It's so dumb. They should have put cream cheese, right? Why wouldn't it not be cream cheese? Anyways.
This is out of control.
They've paid extra money to make sure that I am noticing them earlier. And so there's 17 of them. But guess what? Even though they've paid money, all of those people are hidden to me. I can't see who's liking me. So that means those people who have paid are getting bullshitted by the company. It is a complete scam. It is complete fraud.
Oh.
So those people are paying money to make sure I'm seen. But if I'm not a member, I can't see them. So how few members are there?
Wow.
So you have to not only be a member.
You have to read the small print.
It's BS. So if you're not a member, those people will never be seen and you are never seeing them. Yeah. It is bullshit.
That's crazy.
And Hinge has a whole scam too.
All right. We'll circle back to this. This is like wild stuff, but I want to continue back and talk about the clip.
Let's go back to the OnlyFans.
Let's redirect back to this fucking clip where these girls, it was interesting how delusional and how these girls could not understand that there is a range of how people look. Like, he's asking them to rate just on looks. Nothing else.
The one speaking most, she's like, I'm definitely a 10. And congratulations for thinking that. I didn't think that she was a 10. And again, I'm looking at more of an overall package. But it was just, she was so like, oh, I'm a 10 for sure. And I'm like,
even the way that she looked, she wasn't a 10.
No.
Like, 10 is something else. Like, so he actually does this with most of the girls that come on. It's a reoccurring thing that he does. And a lot of girls will say 10 because they're just like, they're confusing confidence with being able to magically transform how you look. You're like confidence, you're sexy with confidence. I mean, you are more sexy with confidence, but there's a level. It's not like you transport yourself into a 10.
But let's throw this nugget in there. The girl that's calling herself a 10, I believe in her mind, she believes because she can walk anywhere and pull a guy, that is contributing to her saying that she's a 10. And she looks at her looks and go, that's what's pulling. So I think that a lot of it's that. But I think those other girls can walk anywhere too, but they're actually, the other girls seemed a little less smart to me, and a couple definitely were just like very ditzy. I'm sure they could do the same thing, but they were actually more smart in this answer to be like, oh, I'm an 8.8 or whatever they were, because they're actually being like, that's what I look like in the mirror. That's what I feel like. It's a real, you know, how I look.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, it just goes back to what we were touching on earlier when I was joking around about beauty privilege. It really is a thing. And
oh, they can get so many things.
When people go through life thinking that they're more attractive than they are, or women, another thing that this guy was saying is that women are cutting off a whole group of people that they could be potentially dating because they're all trying to date that top 1% of attractive and successful men. So, I don't know.
The podcast to look at for that stuff also, I love the one that you're showing, is also the Michael Sartain podcast. It's amazing because he literally is almost explaining this to men. He explains it to both, but he has the same girls on, and it's just, he's almost like shocked. I think that there was literally a statistic done where they ran like 10,000 women through this thing. And they're like, they literally want men in this statistical category where they're all literally like 5'10 or above or 6 feet and above and all make $120,000 or more. All these five things. And they have to have those things. And he's like, do you understand that's only 1% of men in the entire freaking country?
Yeah.
So you're only wanting that. So you've literally closed the door on opening your mind to think about, there's some amazing people out there, but you aren't clicking that in. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a mentality. And also, everyone ages. And as you age, you become ugly. Like, let's be real. Like, you lose your attractiveness. So to only rate someone based on how they look, that only gets you what?
I feel like I'm better looking. I mean,
yeah, but once you reach a certain point, it's not going to be good.
Once you reach the point of decrepit,
It doesn't end well. We start and end very similarly in diapers and bald.
In diapers and in diapers again. Because it's not real. Like, the girl has a dick.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.